Blog Talk Radio.
Me and Louise. And then.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Very happy to have you here with us. We have our Facebookers who are joining us as we are live streaming or streaming live from the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. So if you'd like to pop in, some good people there, and you'll be able to, you know, get a look at what we do here. Also, we have our blog talkers who come to us from around the world. So glad to have you. Many of you are up pretty late if you're listening to us. Across the pond, across the world. And for some of you, it's an entirely new day. So I want to welcome all of you as well. A reminder, we are using an ordinary deck of playing cards for the readings in this session. Be quiet, please.
Please don't grab me.
You're about as subtle as a rock.
Yeah, but it's like, hey,
being
Deb,
dropped from the World Trade
there's
Center.
There's a camera. I'm already watching all this.
Okay. Gotcha. Anyways, just bear in mind that we are not using tarot cards. No oracle cards except for the ones Jim is going to be providing for you.
Yeah, they are.
Yes. And also, none of the other systems that are out there. There's a lot of them. And I wish I could comment on them. Trouble is, I've only focused on this over all these years. So with that said, I would really like to turn you all over to Mr. Excitement himself, Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you the show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. We'd also like to remind all you folks out there that if you're international, in Blog Talk land or Facebook land, let us know. We'll give you live international shout-outs as you show up, because some show up later than others. But we do have a bunch here right now. We have Louise. She's in the UK. Virgil, also in the UK. Cho is here in the UK. Let's see. Who else do we have? Suzanne is here in the UK. Scotland, to be specific. Did I get everybody? I don't remember where Michelle's from.
Michelle?
Are you from the UK also, Michelle? Because we have many Michelles. That's the problem.
I don't believe she is.
I don't. We have so many. We have one that is. We have one that's up in the Northeast. And then we have Michelles everywhere. So, alrighty then.
Well, we've got
Georgia. Georgia. There's... And Terry Stu was here. She'll be back. She came in accidentally on the wrong. She came in like on a business account, so she wanted to sign out and come back. So I'll wait until she shows up. She has international shout out to Terry Sue also in the UK. I was ready to pull the trigger when she came in. She came in on a business like.
Oh, and you.
I was like,
scammer.
I was getting ready. I was waiting. I was going to wait. I was ready.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just pull the trigger on somebody that comes in like that unless they actually poach. You know. So if somebody does want to come in with their own little business and just interact with people, I go, hey, I'm no problem with that. As long as you don't start chasing people down and poaching. It's all right, Terry Sue. No big deal. I was going to wait. So.
Yes.
I wasn't going to get crazy. 515-602-9676. That's a number to call in to get your reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message saying that you shall listen to the show while you wait. And that is a true statement. I tested it. You hear nothing. Something went wrong. Always, always, always. You call early, you get music. Call when the show's going on, you hear show. If you hear silence, in this case, it is not golden. It is screwed up. So just call back. That's very easy. Facebookers, we'll see what we shall see. We see what we can do tonight. Depends on the call volume. I think last night we turned to some Facebookers, did we not?
Mm-hmm.
We did, and that was on Friday, too. Well, Fridays and Saturdays, Why am I hearing it?
I don't know. It's not on here. Is it with the... Is it in the Florida room?
Must be, but wow, that's weird that it's carrying.
Like, that sounds like Kenny G.
It does sound like it, but it's on Friends. Okay, well, anyway, for some reason that music is carrying real loud, and then normally we don't hear that. So we'll see what happens, Facebookers. You just got to stand by. You can't do anything until we open the floor to you, and we open the floor, we would look for the messenger call to Deborah Lee audio or video. So that's what they would have to.
Oh, no, you are so wrong, my dear Virgil. Pumpkin pie is pumpkin pie. Yeah. It's yummy, yummy, yummy. Have you ever had, what's the other one they have out here? Sweet potato pie.
Very similar.
That's a southern, it's
very similar, though.
Oh, my gosh. You'll die and go to heaven with pumpkin pie. It's not going to taste like, you know, you're scooping it right out of the pumpkin. It's got lots of spices.
That's good. Yeah, everybody loves it.
Are you finished now?
No, I'm not, actually, because that's down so damn low. Let me try that again. I'm going to remove the volume knob, I think.
No, I have to play with it.
You don't have to, though. It's your ADD, for God's sake. It shouldn't have been down so low. All right. Anyway, when you hear the harps, that means the reading with Deborah is concluded. It is over. It is finished. It's not halfway through. It's not almost done. It's done. Let it go. And then I'm going to give you a single card before you depart, an angel card. And this one is the Mind Info Oracle cards. It's only the second time we've used them, so we broke them back out. So that's what will happen. We'll give you a single card, read it to you, and then we'll move on to the next person so we can be orderly because the calls are starting to stack up too.
Okay.
Finally. What do you got?
I wanted to tell you today, Jim had received a free dinner or lunch.
Buy one, get one.
Yeah, at Park Lane Tavern, mm-hmm. which is very, what would you call it?
It's just a local chain out there. There's like three of them in Virginia.
Local, yeah, but it's European.
It's European themed.
Yeah.
It's European themed food. A lot of schnitzel and bangers and mash, all sorts of stuff. Good stuff.
So we went and got stuffed, and it was absolutely wonderful. And as we're leaving, I'm behind him as we're going out the door. And I said to him, so I guess now I have to blow you after such a nice lunch. And there was a lady standing behind, coming through behind me.
Keep going. I got to investigate that. Something's going on in there.
I bet it's Alexa.
I bet it is, too.
Yeah, and I didn't know she was there, but I said it in normal. So I guess I have to blow you now. And Jim was laughing so hard, I thought he was going to pee his pants. Anyway, yeah, that it's a very nice place. It's probably inspired by the pubs and places you all go to, like Old Wood. Just very, very lovely. It used to have a great big British flag in there, and he's in there fighting with Alexa. It had a great big British flag, and I guess so many people made such a thing out of it that they had to take it down, which was sad. It was sad. I was, of course, joking with Jim, because it's going to take more than a, than what did he say, a schnitzel or a banger. But the food looked very good. I had a hotter than hell... No, Ring of Fire. Gigantic. I heard you arguing.
It wouldn't stop. And it was really, none of the volume where I thought I wasn't even bothered. I had to reboot it. It wouldn't stop. I'd say, Alexa, stop. And it would just switch to a different song.
So anyway, that's my little soapbox moment for
Alexa,
today.
That stupid bitch. All right. I know the story, but I wasn't here for you, the retelling. I had to rescue the dog.
Tell them that you peed your pants and you had to stay out the rest of the afternoon like that.
Of course. That's a very believable story. All right.
Hi, Joanne. Glad to have you with us.
Let's see.
Newfoundland. Or is it land? Newfoundland. I don't know. Finland.
Close, Joanne from Canada. International shout out then. All right. I think we should start the show. Get the show in the road, all right?
This party started.
Yeah, because we got a few people on there.
And the cards are sizzling.
Area code 21.
I have, I have to keep shuffling when there's Nine of Hearts on the bottom because that's a very special card. I don't want it on the bottom. All right. I am ready.
They've been on for a while.
Well,
Area code 201. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Jersey, I believe.
Jersey.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. I think we've talked to you before.
Yes, it's been quite a while.
Yes.
A long, long
time. Well, how are you doing, Miss Jackie?
I'm not sure. I got to deal with some family members. I had an uncle that passed away recently, and I'm debating whether I go to his funeral or not because I'm going to be in the presence of some people that just not comfortable around them. Caused a lot of hurt and trauma when my mother died.
I'm really sorry to hear about your loss, but do try to remember that funerals are for the living. You can honor your uncle without even having to go there. But if you think your absence is going to be very noticeable and it would cause any trouble for you, then I guess you'd have to really think that through. So what would you like me to look at in the cards for you?
Well, I want to move, and I want to settle my mother's estate and just move forward with my life because I've just been paying out everything and having three people expect from me, and they don't contribute anything. So I just want to see what
right.
see with the move and the outcome.
Where would you like to go?
It's my mother's house. I've been taking care of it now, paying all the taxes and utilities. No one is living there.
Oh, I see. Okay, I just wanted to be clear. Are you planning to keep the house? Are you going to sell it?
I want to keep it. But, of course, they want me to sell it. They sold everything else, and I never got anything. So after I went to court, I took over maintaining the house and cleaning it out. And, I mean, I still got a lot of other stuff to do. But I just want to move forward. And I think this is being unfair.
Okay, well, I'd imagine there's quite a good inheritance for you in value in terms of the house. You know, it is kind of like having a serious asset is property.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to look at your cards. Jim will chat with you for a little bit.
Whose house is it?
It was my mother and father's house.
Whose house is it now?
The other prop. It's just in the estate. I've just been paying to keep the house.
Okay, but and the estate is that's getting divvied up amongst several of the kids.
It's four of us, but the other three sold two properties and never sent me any proceeds, so I had to go to court to take over. And then I paid like 3 years back taxes, and I've been paying ever since. Like if I didn't jump in, the houses would have been taken care of. It would have been taken over.
Taken over, right?
Yeah.
So it belongs to the estate, but basically it is yours, basically, right now.
Yes, and they know that.
Okay, well, that's
I just haven't moved in there.
Well, that's important. And if they think that there's anything coming to them, they got another thing coming, like the song says.
Did your mother leave a will?
Yes, and they bundled that. And I don't know how they got away with it. That's how I was able to go to court and take over. So I just want to shore up my accounting and go back in. But I would like to just go back in one last time because it's expensive dealing with the states. It really is.
Yep.
I'm just curious, Jackie, before we get into your reading, can you rent it to others?
No, there's some work that has to be done.
Okay.
All right. All right, well,
okay.
So you would like to just end all the affairs here and start your life over and move on and get away from all the bad memories, that's what I'm getting.
Do you have
yes.
a partner, Jackie? Because I want want to tell you about something.
Yes.
In your... Okay.
Yes.
Are things going well for you?
My husband had a stroke last year, but he's
sorry.
Coming on. He's coming on by the grace of God. I'm so happy for that. But, you know, he's just waiting on his disability. He's been waiting on his disability.
Yeah, have fun with that.
That sucks. Having
yeah.
to wait.
It's been a whole year.
It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like you can't do anything about it. You have to let them take their own sweet time. It's those people act like it's their money, you know?
I know.
Anyway,
I know.
I want to tell you, I really think that your husband's going to be on a very healthy upswing. And for the two of you to move on is really going to help with his state of mind, with his recovery. So, yes, I really think that is a wonderful idea for you. And
see,
you
that's
know
the
what?
Problem. That's the problem with my family, because they're jealous of our relationship, and they don't understand how hard we struggle. Like, this is a strain on him. My husband got sick working to help me take care of my mother's house, and our money is tied up in it.
You know what, though, Jackie? Family might be wonderful for some people, and for some of us, they're the kiss of death, okay?
Right.
So what you're saying about your family, I can relate to that completely. In my life. So sometimes we have to live within our own little bubble, you and your husband, and they can be on the outside of the bubble. You just wave at them and say, hi, sorry, you can't come.
That's why I don't want to go to the funeral.
Yeah,
I spoke to my uncle. I spoke to my uncle a couple of days before he died. And so I told him that I loved him, and he told me he loved me too. And, you know, he was always concerned about me and my husband, you know, and, like, I feel like I don't have to go around the rest of them because I don't want to rehash those old wounds
and in your car,
be in their presence.
Those wounds are going to reopen and they're going to fester and nothing good is going to come of that. So I think deciding not to go is a very good idea.
Yeah, it's not... Like, if you don't show up, then you're going to hell or anything. That's not what it's all about.
No.
And if there's a bunch of troublemakers there, why bother? Why engage the troublemakers? It does nobody any good whatsoever.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think that you'll feel stronger and definitely more at peace.
Yes. I mean,
with what's been going on, because you are choosing not to play. That's the winning move.
Yeah, and there's different things that if somebody feels they want to say a last goodbye, it doesn't have to be then. It can be later. You can do it in your own bedroom and just pray to the person. You know, you don't have to physically see the person. Or you can go, if they're buried in a plot nearby, if it's that way, you can go visit later. A lot of different things.
Yeah, the energy. I don't want to be bothered with the energy and the people there. So
I wouldn't either.
It's like since my uncle died, one of my brothers contacted me. He's the last person who's supposed to contact me about money. Because he's the one that, he swindled two properties and no one got anything from it. And he's telling me how much he needs money. We could sell this, sell that. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Like, yeah, some people are just so money hungry.
Yeah, so you know that person only cares about one person, and that would be himself.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I really think that if you go forward with your life, you both are going to experience such a level of happiness and well-being. It's going to be like being newlyweds again without all this trouble. You know, you've got people in your family that like to throw dirt, you know, on others. So you don't have to put yourself through that.
I don't want to. So, I mean,
yeah.
Oh, that's the sound.
That is the sound. Yes, but you know, we're here. We're here a lot. You can please call back.
Oh, please.
I know it's been a long, long time, but it doesn't have to be long between the calls. You can call back every show if you'd like. And many
people do. Do you see everything working out? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Yes. And you worked hard to save that house that belonged to your parents.
Oh, yeah. She had to pay all the taxes and stuff on it.
That's a legacy for you.
Otherwise, it was going to be gone if she didn't catch up on all the taxes and crap. All right, here's your angel card. It is the Mind Info Oracle card. Subject is, you're being asked to pay extra close attention to all the big and small miracles that have already occurred in your life, and also to those that are currently occurring and are still to come. Miracles surround you. Be on the lookout for them.
There you go. I like that.
So, I mean, yeah, we forget things and that there are miracles in the past, ongoing miracles that we don't look as miracles. We take everything for granted. And there's good things to come.
I received that word. I have a dog named Miracle at that.
Wow.
But each and every time that I was able to find the taxes and pay the taxes, and I'm telling you, these taxes are like almost $4,000 every quarter. Each time I would look up and I knew it was a miracle.
Well,
that's
a sign that you're going to hang on to it. Something you might want to look into. Now, we have the program down here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Look into your city government to find out if they have any revitalization programs. They don't advertise them. We just happen to find out about it. What they'll do is they will come into the property and they will completely fix up what's ever wrong. They will landscape the place. And what they do is the cost of that is put as a, and I'm trying to think of what the language is. It's like a...
It's probably a lien on the title.
It's a lien, but it's not payable.
It's probably a title lien, which means nothing happens until its property is sold or transferred.
And I've seen their work around here. And, I mean, in this program, I mean, they make these homes look like dollhouses because they take such, you know, new roof, new siding, picket fences, the works. So I'm just saying you might want to inquire if they have, where you're living, a revitalization project.
Or other programs.
Or something else.
A local, typically it's a local thing, city, county, depending on what kind of situation you're in. State could have something because you're in a state, you know, there's, yep. But anyway, yes, I think that you already
thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you waiting. We know that you were the first caller she got on early, and we appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And good luck to you as well.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right, I got some international shout-outs to catch up on. You guys wouldn't let me chirp in. I shall give international shout-out. Let's see. We got Rachel from the land down under, Australia, and I believe Laura's here from Canada, and I think I've caught up on all the other folks. They're still here.
How about Michelle?
We talked about Michelle.
Okay,
remember?
Good. Just checking.
Just Michelle in Newfoundland, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes. No, that's Joanne.
Oh, Joanne, my bad. Where was Michelle from?
Keep your women straight here, Jim.
Where was Michelle from? She was in Georgia. We did talk about that. She clarified, because we have Michelle all over, literally. We do have somebody in the UK that's a Michelle. We have one up north and east. Can't remember what state that is, and up where she calls us. Connecticut? Ooh. There's another Michelle that calls us, I think, from Connecticut, right?
Yes.
The one I go, me, Michelle.
Yes.
Just yesterday or the day before she called.
Michelle. And there's another one in, like, Chicago when they call.
Oh, well, see, there you go. Another. It's the attack of the Michelle.
But we're trying to learn.
I'm not even trying. I'm not going to bullshit. I don't do well with names, you know. If I was talking to people on a regular basis, it'd be different. But if I was occasionally, visually, it's no problem. Like when you work with somebody and see them. But if it's always on the computer, I would have to think of some kind of nickname or something for
it. I hope in your romantic life you do better.
No, I never did better. I was terrible at that.
At their names?
Oh, yeah. I'd be out in the club and I'd ask a chick what her name was again like 7 times that night. What's your name again? So you know where that was going. Yeah.
And how about in the morning? Did you remember?
Well, if we got to that point, I guess.
As you're saying
if we got to
goodbye?
That point, I would have, yes. I'm just saying. But, yeah, there's a lot of times, you know, you're in those clubs, and it's at 450,000 decibels.
You can't hear a damn thing.
You can't. If you maybe get to maybe a far side away from the dance floor, you maybe can talk a little bit. But if you're on the dance floor, you're screaming. One person has to scream and the other one has to turn their ear toward the screaming in order to talk on a dance floor.
Or they come right up in your ear and they're
I'm saying you have to do that in order to talk on those dance floors. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Well,
all right.
The funniest story I think I ever heard from you was when you woke up in the morning, saw who you were sleeping with, and he was trying to sneak out, but the dog wasn't.
Well, it was a puppy.
And
a little puppy. A little puppy. I was like, happy. Happy to see me. Yep.
And it wouldn't shut up.
No.
Right?
It was a cute little puppy. But yeah, it started barking because it saw a human. You know, puppies love when people get up. Yes.
Yes. And as we learned in the movie, when Harrison Ford and the chick that recently died, I forget her name.
The chick that recently died. Well, let's go dig into our dead chick database.
She drove her car into somebody's house out in Los Angeles.
Oh, you know,
I never
really knew her name. She wasn't that big to me as an actor or actress. I mean, actress, comedian.
We found out that peacock is very tasty. Because that's what they were eating. They're talking about peacocks.
Okay, well, yeah. You can do a lot with that. All right.
Okay, here we go.
775. Could it be our Wendy, one and only?
Oh, yes. Hello, Wendy.
Hello.
There she is.
Hello, Jimbo and Deborah.
Hello there.
Well, welcome on a Saturday. What news do you bring to us?
Well, I think I'm happy with this new agency. Lady's name is Jamie. She seems to be very kind and nice. And I'm wondering if I should also have another agency on standby in case somebody can't show up. Or will this agency that I'm currently with called Apex, will they take real good care of me and I'll never have to worry about that?
What a good question. I'm really glad you asked that. Use cards can be extremely good at helping us with, say, business decisions or, in your case, regarding health care. So, yeah. One moment. I will read your cards, and Jim is going to chat with you.
I shall chat. That's that. We're
okay,
kind of
thank
off.
You.
We are kind of, our brains are really bouncing around. We're off a day. Today almost feels like a Sunday, even though it's Saturday.
Yes,
so we're all screwed
day.
Up. We're all screwed up. Because Friday, I basically took the whole day off from work, so that was kind of like a Saturday, even though it wasn't.
Yeah.
And Thursday was like a Friday, because it started on Thursday. That's when the bullshit started. It was Thursday. That's when the debacle of what day it is started was Thursday. Because Thursday, I was convinced it was Friday. I was setting up for the show, and I had to tell myself, no, don't break out the rebel card, Jim. That is not tonight. So, all right, we're good then. Well, that's good. I didn't hear a question. I'm glad that she was happy with the new agency.
Well, she wants to know if they're going to take good enough care of her that she doesn't need a backup.
Okay, I hear you. Yeah, oh, that's good. I mean, how do you have a backup? Can you actually arrange a backup?
Well, I could very easily. I think my attorneys understand the necessity of that. But the difference is, I chose the agency that costs $88 a day. The other agency is probably nice, and they're only $70. So that's quite a difference when you multiply that times 365 days a year.
Right, times the rest of your life. Yes, it is.
Well,
absolutely.
Your cards are telling me that you should act on the safe side and have a backup agency.
Maybe at least temporarily for a while, so you're 100% sure this is the one, right?
Yes, because you know, there could be a scheduling snafu. Somebody could catch COVID again.
And you've had good beginnings with other past caregivers, and then things kind of went south. So maybe to err on caution, the side of caution, they say, right?
That's it. Also, Wendy, I'm seeing this front and center for you, a very, very large check coming to you. Of money.
Really?
Yes, the green stuff. Yes.
When will that happen, Deborah?
Well, it's coming through a man, which I'm thinking could be one of your attorneys. But, yeah, you're going to. There's a windfall here.
Well,
if you didn't have all these
issues,
I would even think it might have been like a lottery win. Without these
issues.
Well,
I don't. I never go anywhere, so I don't play the lottery. But
no.
My attorney said that they're talking about it, and before submitting anything, they will check in with me, of course. And I was very honest with them, and I said, "Well, it'd have to be for probably at least $1 million for me to consider it, because every 5 years I'd be collecting about $1 million by not doing it. And, but I think that might be feasible. What I would do is check with a tax specialist as well to see how much I would pay and figure out how much I would net.
Yes. And do you have to pay taxes out of that?
I don't know. I would have, maybe not. I really don't know, but I would certainly check it out.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like
you know, Uncle
you pay
Sam,
taxes on everything nowadays.
Uncle Sam likes to stand there with his hand out over everything. Everything.
And it's kind of hilarious. It's like, look at the birth of money. Okay, this company makes money. They get taxed on it. They pay their employee with that money. You get taxed on it. You may do something with that money. It gets taxed. It's like you're taxing the same dollar so many goddamn times. There's not much of that dollar left when it comes finally to its end point.
And I thought there wasn't supposed to be, what is it, double tax?
Yeah, but they're not looking at it that way. They're looking at it as like it's rebirth. Oh, yeah, these wages are not your money. It's not the same money anymore. It's like, well, you know, it is the same goddamn money. But it is what it is.
Well,
I understand. Yeah, I just have my little toolbox. I'm done.
I might consider it. If it was close to $1 million, then I could buy a real nice house for $300,000 or $400,000, and then just keep the rest in the bank for a rainy day.
There's nothing like having a bunch of money for a rainy day.
Or maybe invest a little bit in something. I don't know the ins and outs of like IRAs and CDs and all of that stuff.
Some of that's long term, and the stuff that has good returns always has risks. So you got to weigh that. You got to talk about that. Yeah.
My caregiver and I are still getting to know each other, and I didn't mean to, but I cried today because she was so nice to me. I had received a special shower chair that was going to be more deluxe, and she actually assembled it for me, smiled and did it, and then we've discovered that it was too big for the shower, and I think she felt bad for me because I guess I have my limits. I'm strong, but then, but we're getting to know each other, and she does seem to be very kind. She's quite young. She's only 21.
Oh, like having a granddaughter come over.
True that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she mentioned that she has taken care of her mother, so I'll be getting on, she'll be here tomorrow, and then the following day, it'll be a different lady, and then the day after that, it'll be a different lady. So it'll be good to have kind of like a comparison, but I will tell you, I do feel safe with her, and I don't think she would ever try to play any games that other people have, and...
Well, you know, that's just it right there, Wendy. You're used to not being treated well. And this girl, it sounds like she's treating you like a little queen, making sure to take good care of you, which you deserve.
Right. Everybody gets a little worried.
Deborah,
the best behavior thing.
You are 1,000% correct. I'm not used to being treated well. That is very true. So, but it is quite a bit more money per day than the other agency that I was looking at. They wanted to send somebody out, but it was like for 5 days, and then there was a question mark about the other 2 days, and that would only have been 70 a day. This agency is 88, but it's worth my peace of mind if the caregivers are
set over.
It's
hard to weigh the peace of mind price. It is hard to weigh that. What value does your peace of mind have to you? Because it is coming out of your pocket. I understand.
And it is. But isn't it part of your peace of mind to know that they're watching over you well? I mean, it sounds like you've been blessed here.
It's a tough decision.
Yeah.
You know, and only each individual can make that decision on what they value their peace of mind as, right? Like she said, the difference between $70 and $18 a day doesn't sound like a lot, but then you figure 365 days a year, and then how many ever freaking years or so, it ends up being a big cha-ching.
It does.
So
it does.
Yeah, it's a tough call, and only you know the value of your peace of mind, and it sounds like you're leaning towards peace of mind being more important than the $18 a day. And you know what? If it makes you feel good, if you feel better, it's good for your physical health too and your mental health.
Yeah.
So maybe that is like an investment in yourself at $18 a day.
Yes. And what does
it can be
priced for these days? Yeah, I mean, $18 a day is still $18 a day, but nowadays it's not, you can't buy a squat for $18, really.
No, you barely can go to McDonald's.
Yeah, I mean, the McDonald's fast food used to be cheap. Now you go there like, holy crap.
That's true.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, Lisa. All right, Wendy, hang on. Stand by. Here is your Oracle card. These are interesting ones. The subject is check-in. When you think about whatever it is that you're pondering, take a moment to check in with how you feel about it. Do you feel lighter or heavier? Excited? Filled with dread? Pay attention to your inner guidance. It's always so helpful. I think your inner guidance is obviously kind of pointing you toward the, you already kind of decided that you're going with a peace of mind,
yeah,
extra 18
yeah.
bucks a day, because that's more important to you. So you're kind of, you're checking in and trusting your inner self here, like it said.
Well, that's true. And there, I think the reason why I asked that question is because I don't want to rock the boat with the agency that I'm starting off on such a good foot with. But I did the math on my iPhone. I multiplied 18 times 365, and oh, my God, it's $6,570 a year extra.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. I believe that is. I mean, it's like if it was $20 a day, it would be $7,300. So yeah, so it's about what she said. I can just do it quickly in my head, but yeah, she's
yeah.
right. Cha-ching. All right. Well, thank you so much for holding, Wendy.
Yes, Wendy. Always love
and
hearing
we, and
you.
And you shall check in again and let us know how the decision is going with you and how the care is going.
Yes, please
well, thank
do.
You. You both are so wonderful, and I enjoy your show, and we're so lucky to have you on the air. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I'm sorry Jim cusses a lot, but
try to keep it to a minimum.
Well, Jim hasn't said a word I haven't heard before in my life.
Yeah, you know, that is Deb, she is not
yeah.
6 years old.
That's
she's
right.
heard these words, yes. All right, thank you so much, Wendy.
All right, thank you both.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All righty then. All right, folks, we got a nice crew here on the Facebook. We got a nice crew on Blog Talk. It's going...
We got time. I put 90 minutes
yeah.
on today.
Well, I thought everybody know that.
Yeah.
Some folks wanted maybe to get a chance to Facebook, and I'm like, we're not stopping on the hours. Just relax. We will get to you. We shall do so.
Chillax.
We'll make sure we'll try our best to do it. And we're going to go to area code 618, which is out in Illinois. 618, welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Hi. Who are we speaking to?
It's Amy.
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 She's here in the Facebook chat.
Oh, yes. My comrade in arms.
Amy.
Hi.
That's right. Yep, we had the same MLS and everything.
Yeah, I called because I wanted to find out more about the person that was coming in
to
my
Ooh,
life.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Last time she called in, I said there was a new man on the,
ah,
on
okay.
the way.
I see, that's you're here because I don't have a memory bank.
She's another one. It's raining men
memory.
For her all over the
it's
place.
It's what?
I forgot.
Back to her
reading.
Oh, gosh.
You had
to go find that.
Okay, here we go.
All right. She wants to know if the men...
Right.
Oh, there was one in particular, I guess, no. you saw that was coming, so not just plural, right?
The trouble I've seen in Amy's cards over time, I mean, I've been reading for her for well over a year, if not more,
yes.
is okay. that a lot of these men come to her like, there's something broken about them, you know, and I don't think she attracts them. I think that they want to come to her because she's so,
nice.
Yeah, positive.
Nice. She's not
and,
judgmental.
Right. And she's uplifting, but she needs a man who isn't broken.
Well, yeah,
exactly.
it would be best to have somebody that is not even, you don't want your soon to be partner, possible partner to be defective. You don't
right.
want, yeah. Yeah, you don't want them.
Yeah,
you
I'm
want
down
them.
With that.
Yeah, it'd be great if they had a warranty.
I'm down
you could
with
just
that.
Box them up, skip them back to Amazon. You know,
send them back to Amazon.
I'm sorry, Amazon. This
I'm tired of investing in them and then just not ever healing.
Yes. Yes. Well, they sense that what a good person you are. So that's why they come. But I think this one.
Yeah, because Derek tried to come back last night.
Who did?
Derek.
Is this the married one getting the divorce?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that going to be the longest of running divorce in history? Or is
it
moving? Yeah.
He goes to court on the 18th.
Okay, but if he calls you, what do you think he wants?
Oh, I know.
Brown
chicken.
Yeah, brown chicken. What is that?
Brown cow.
Oh.
He wants to see if he can do a trial run.
I told him I was officially Dan and Steph, that it's like driving me nuts. Like, I think he's like realizing what he lost.
Oh, yes. No doubt about that.
You know what, though? Tough shit.
Well, that's where it's kind of like, na, 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 na.
It's like, dude.
Yeah.
Some people say life is all about second chances. Well, sometimes these people
get 20.
Two, four, five, six chances. And you know what? Sometimes you don't get a second chance at certain things. So
sometimes they just have a tickle in their shorts. They want to come over and get
it. She gave him one second chance already, so then he's already burned that card. You have no more get out of jail free cards, asswipe. Time to move on.
Well, I want to know, you've got real love coming to you. No strings attached to brokenness or alcoholism or any of that stuff.
So pretty much a not defective person.
It's not defective.
Is this real or is this a dream?
No, it's real. If these were my cards, I'd be singing hallelujah.
We already sang it. We won't play it again.
I would be like, wow, baby, you better get over here. I'm ready.
So she's talking.
I am ready.
Where did you see it?
Right here.
What's that layout called, that part?
This is it says the designation is to your home.
Okay, that's what I
want to
know, the designation.
Home, you know.
I got you.
Yeah.
To you.
No, this is to you. We're going to learn this in class. Don't confuse everybody.
I learned it, but I forget shit.
Yeah.
You know.
And the other guys are not going to like you being with somebody who can really offer you a life. And it's too bad, so sad for them. And Derek, he blew it. Mike was a drunk. You know, he blew it. So I think you need to just stick to your guns there, Miss Amy.
I think Derek's going to take it the hardest.
What is?
I think Derek's going to be the one that takes it the hardest.
No doubt, but remember, you gave him every opportunity.
2 years of it.
Yeah, and he wanted to fight over cars.
He always wanted to say that everything was grass was greener. He lied and lied and lied.
Well, you don't need that.
No.
Garbage. Rubbish. Get rid.
Rubbish.
Take the trash out. Yeah.
The way they come in.
Trash.
You know, I want to tell you the same thing kind of I told Amy, or Wendy, before you. You are used to being badly, Amy.
Yes, ma'am.
And this relationship is going to at first be hard to believe it's real because of that. But you deserve it.
I know. It's going to be like a lost puppy not knowing if it's real or not. Is it a joke?
But this one is like a knight coming on a white charger right up to your door. Or we can go with the Amazon thing of he's going to be delivered to you to your exact specifications.
Like,
so this
is fresh shipping,
right? Not on a white horse. He's on a white charger.
Next day air.
White car.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a little funny.
Next day air?
Yes. Well, what, honey? What'd you say?
Next day air?
Next day air.
Yeah.
Next day air mail?
You know, you haven't had this feeling for very.
Well, absolutely. Positively
you
have
lost,
to be there overnight.
You lost a man that really loved you, the one that didn't survive. And I think that, right? He didn't survive. I forget the circumstances.
Right. He was murdered 2 years ago.
That's right. And that, in a way, is going to hang with you for life. But I think in spirit that he wants you to be happy. And he wants these bozos to get the F away from you because...
Is he sending him? Are they the ones sending this guy?
Oh, that's right.
Yes, he is sending these. Oh, okay, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, and I believe that with all my heart. They will pick out somebody for you when they are in the afterlife. They don't want to know that you're alone and sad, and, you know, they're in a happy, joyful place.
Yeah, I lost my brother, and then a year later I lost AJ, so it's been hell.
Oh, it has. And look at what you do. You take care of helpless people, you know, in nursing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you need a blessing, and it's coming, and Jim's going to give you a party. Okay. I'm going to say before Christmas. Let's go long on this.
That's not long.
I know.
That's pretty optimistic.
That's way too long, Jim. That's like, I've been waiting 2 years.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You've been waiting for 1,000 years.
Then the next few months will
Christmas
be like,
is really close.
It'll be like poop through a goose for you.
Yeah, in theory, it should be like, all right, here we go. The subject of your Oracle card is pay attention. You're being asked to pay extra close attention to the signs you're being given, both the subtle ones and the ones that can't be missed. These signs will help you see how to best move forward in order to live your best life.
God, I love that. Did you handpick that?
I don't handpick squat.
Yeah, that fits me.
I'm not a handpicker. All right.
Thank you.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you for holding, and thank you for waiting for a long time. And good luck to you. Good luck to you very much.
Yeah, and keep calling us. We can check
on. I don't really get very much chance to.
We understand. We understand. But if you get a chance and you make the time, we'll be here.
Take care. We love you, Amy.
Good luck to
you. Love you, too. Bye, guys.
Bye.
We should now move out to area code 520. That would be Olisa.
Hello. Howdy. Hi.
Hello.
Whatever audio setup you have is terrible.
I'm sorry, how's that? Is that better?
That is a lot better. All right, we're good now.
I'm driving and I had you on my car phone thing and I was trying to transfer you to the cell. So I did it. Thank you for the power that be.
Well, we're all good.
Lisa, Cho is saying he's missed you. And he says hi.
Oh, I miss. Oh, how sweet.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, gosh. How sweet. These guys are so sweet. Yeah, thank you.
Well, what's happening today?
I know. I'm fried. As a human being, I am so fried. I haven't had any contact with. I'm in the car right now with my grandson, but I haven't had any contact other than a quick conversation on the phone about dinner plans, because this is the thing. I bought a bicycle for my grandson, and that person, who shall remain nameless at this second in time, promised to put the training wheels on and that kind of thing. And that hasn't been done yet. Every night we come home fried. I'm fried right now. I'm just like, oh, my God. Up early and we go to the bakery. My little kid and I. Park and all day we're there at Slip and Slide. And now I'm home trying to put dinner together because I want that bicycle put together. It's together. I just want the training wheels on. And so that's when I'll bring up that little conversational bit about
less than
24 hours.
See, you guys are making
in less than 24 hours.
Yeah.
Well, it's because, but there's a because to it. There's
of course there is.
Because I want the training wheels on the bike and
$20 to do that.
Well, they're not that
smart. It's what? It's where?
You could pay somebody $20. You didn't make up with that guy just because you want the training wheels on the bike and have dinner with him. Come on.
Yeah, right. There's probably hidden motives, I guess. I don't know. I don't live somewhere where it's that kind of thing is readily available. I'm out like in a remote area, so I don't live like
so
in a town.
Go to Angie's. Let me ask you.
But whatever.
Where did you buy the bike?
Well, too late now.
Somewhere else, and I brought it here.
Yeah, she already bought it.
Oh, okay, because a lot of times when I buy stuff, whether it's on Amazon or from Walmart or whatever, you can hire people
you got to make that arrangement when you buy it.
Because I got tired of depending
that ship
on
has failed.
People.
The ship has sailed for her.
That don't want to do.
She can't do that.
She
bought it a while ago. All right.
But, you know, I mean, we'll see what we see. You know, I'm exhausted. I'm fried. I am so fried. I can't tell you how fried I am.
Did you see some fried? She's fried, mind you.
Yes, I am. I'm worn out. And I am also doing my business negotiations of stuff, my responsibilities. It's all that, you know, plus whatever. Anywho, do the cards show anything?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm not clear on this. Was your neighbor with you?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
Not at all today. Solo today. We were solo. Me and my grandson.
Okay.
We did all our solo stuff today. We went to the park, played slip and slide for many, many hours. And earlier we went to the bakery. We were by ourselves. And
Okay, gotcha.
And
got
then
it.
I had a quick conversation on the phone about putting the bike together kind of thing.
No, there's the foot door. There it is.
Yeah.
That's called the foot. That's the foot in the door is what that is for him.
My God.
For him.
Here it is.
All right, stand by. Deb is excited about your card.
I'm getting chills.
But she's got to wait till they go down so she reveals them. So she's going to hang you in suspense.
Rachel has spiders, little black ones. Ooh, and they hurt when they bite. Ooh. Australia reminds me of Florida.
Then why the hell would you
Too
love
much
them so?
Wildlife.
If something bites me and it hurts. I'm not going to love that shit, especially an eight-legged creature. That creature shall have its life force stamped out.
Is Lisa still with us?
Yeah. Lisa, you're here, correct?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. I'm here.
That's good. We were just concerned that you had gone bye-bye. All right.
Have you talked with him at all today?
Talk to him. My grandson and I spent all day together by ourselves. Together. We went to Slip and Slide Park. We went to the bakery. I had a quick call on the phone. He was the one that brought it up that he's going to put, because that was the thing he said when we bought the bike, that he would put the training wheels on. And so he said that himself today. And then I simply said, I will make whatever, you know, for dinner, just vegetable stuff.
Well, he's mad. He's still pissed off.
At what?
Because the hairdressing thing didn't go well, and he knew that you were mad, and now he's mad and feels jealous, resentful. We'll call it resentful.
What?
Okay.
The hairdressing thing didn't go well. You mean that he didn't score with the chick?
No, that he wanted you to, it's crazy, but he wanted you to loosen up and enjoy talking with her, too. And
what?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe when he was young, he got dropped on his head when he was a baby a couple times.
The hospital nurse/orderly made him jealous. That's why he put his hand in your bra in front of the guy.
Yeah, and what is that?
He was making a statement that this is my woman here.
Boy, I tell you, if the roles were reversed and somebody pulled that shit on me, I'd be pissed.
She pins her keys to her.
I don't give two shits. I'd be pissed.
Strap,
I'd say nobody owns my ass. I'm nobody's territory is what I would say.
Well,
you know, I didn't recognize that. Yeah, my grandson was there. It was utter chaos. We were at the door of the elevator, and we were all in the elevator, and then he just reached down and pulled the key out and unsnapped it, unhooked it from the bra, and then went to go get the car.
Awkward. Yeah, that was
that was saying you're his lover. I'm sorry.
And I would have said, who the hell do you think you are?
That is body language right there.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm just throwing out. I would be like,
he is very clever, that man. Very clever.
You know, Deb, I have, and all time that I've moved here since October, when I've gotten readings from you, I've gone back to him, especially earlier on, and I've said to him earlier on, I said, are you a manipulator? You know, and I know we discussed it on the air that nobody's going to say, yeah, I'm a manipulator, but you know, I just think that sometimes plays a good game. And I mean, this is mind-blowing. How would I like to flirt with someone in front of – I make a point not to do that flirtation because it just complicates things. It's complicated. I'd rather do it on my own, solo, when nobody's there witnessing. My grandson's out of the car now. But
okay.
I am so frustrated. I can't tell you how fried I am because I have my wonderful, beautiful grandson, and we spend all day doing wonderful Disneyland stuff, and I'm wiped out. I'm just wiped out.
Yeah.
Plus, I have my business stuff.
She's healing and
Lisa,
a young person. Yep.
You've got to spend time on yourself. I mean, I know that you love entertaining this little boy.
Figure out some way to where you can relax and let your body heal
a
little
bit. Oh, I do. I do care about time. It's just, today, somebody was knocking on the phone trying to get me to part of my business stuff, and
sure.
It's over with.
Yeah.
It's done, but it was more pressure, and it's okay. It's behind me now, and I'll just really schedule things better. I'm trying to focus. We're trying to eat more vegetables, so we're just going to eat vegetable stuff, and so I'm having fun putting together vegetable stir fry, and my grandson likes it too. So, and we had a good time at the park. That's the thing. We have good times while we're doing all this stuff. We really enjoy ourselves. But, you know, I'm used to just laying around sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. But I have some really good, exciting news for you. From your reading.
That's right. You didn't share that yet.
No, I was waiting. Let her vent a little bit and, you know,
tell
us she's fried.
She's a lot more calmer than she was. Last night she was pissed.
The drama is going to deepen.
That's what she wants to hear.
If this, not between you and him. Well, maybe between you and him.
If somebody else come along, it's also going to...
Let's just say... If this was a continuing series, very soon your future man, who's really going to steal you away, is moving very close to you. It's right here. He's moving very close, and he's going to show up there real quick. And you will be aware. I wonder if it's the motorcycle man.
I just want a friend, you know, to sort out his friends. You know how that goes? Just a friend. Someone to trust. Someone that doesn't play games. I mean, everyone on the planet is on the same page. I know we're all on the same page. No one that plays games, you know, just speak from the heart, have fun, laugh, and nothing deep,
there's an old saying, especially in this country, a woman that is fried, like you are.
Fried?
You know what she needs?
I've never heard that.
She needs a good hot lay, is what they say. That'll straighten her out.
Wait a second. She said this is an old saying. What does this date back to? Was this Aristotle? Oh, you said this country. Was it Benjamin Franklin? We're going back to this country now.
They've always said that.
Probably Thomas Jefferson, because he was banging slaves, right? Yes.
He was.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You said this country, we're young. That only goes back 250 years.
Okay, well, I know it sounds funny, but women that are kind of like fried, like you are, you're exhausted, you're spent.
Fried.
You need an injection of hot, passionate.
Like garlic and butter. You know, that's great for turkey breast.
What?
An injection, injection of garlic and butter. It's great.
Oh.
It's great to make a turkey breast nice and moist and soft when you cook it.
Yes. Well, that is, you see, I think that's what's going to happen. It'll straighten you out. This man is being brought to you. Just remember, your passed away significant other, he's still very active
on the fringe of
your life.
This is continuation from the other reading, too, the same scenario.
Yeah.
Was that Jackie?
Jackie.
About her significant other? Yes, right?
You know, they still hang around spiritually. And I've always said your significant other wants you not to be alone. And so remember, the neighbor played an instrumental role in your life.
You said this from day one.
Yeah.
Even before she moved, you said he's going to be a significant person, but he's not the end game.
He's not.
You said before he moved to that place.
Yeah.
Yep.
As
I remember it well.
The
only thing I do remember.
And I know. I know it's ultimately up to me. I'm making my choices, and as long as I'm not collecting a menagerie of Looney Tunes individuals, I just can't do that. I'm not going to do it. I won't do it.
No, I don't think you want to collect those.
Do you know way back in the day, women had to go to their doctors, and the doctor would diddle them?
What the hell are you talking about?
That's how vibrators got in.
On the air before, I remember. And then I took it to the neighbor.
I saw it in a movie even.
Old people with dementia repeat themselves quite often, just to let you know.
They had to manually stimulate the woman and get her to have an orgasm to release the congestion in her pelvic region. And these women started going a lot. They went a lot. This might have been in that Masters and Johnson movie that Liam Neeson did.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
And then the doctor said their hands got tired. Well, sure, if you're... you know, jacking off 10 women a day, your hand is good.
Dad!
He does this to me. It's Lisa. Anyway, they invented a vibrator. And of course it is. The first one sat on their hand.
It is the birth of the vibrator.
It had a strap, and then they put it there, and it went brrrr, whatever it's got to do.
Whatever the voodoo that it do, whatever it's got to do.
There were women in those 80s long dresses with the bustle. They were sitting lined up in the doctor's lobby or waiting room because they had to get, you know.
What point were you making when you got off on this tangent?
I was
what
saying that.
What point you've been talking to her? When you got off on this side road.
I love Lisa, I do.
You got off on the exit, the main highway. You just jumped off on a freaking exit. What was the main highway going before you jumped off?
She needs a really hot lake.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't even talk about some vibrator gynecologist, but.
Well, just to let you know, I'm no stranger to this type of thing. Years and years ago, right before I actually moved out here to Virginia Beach, I was in a bar with your sister and his sister, Jim's sister.
I have a sister.
We had a friend from work where we worked. Not real attractive, a little bit heavy. She was a virgin and she was like 24 years old. Well, his sister and I got the idea that we saw a nice guy sitting at the bar and we walked up to him and we said, "See her over there?" And he said, "Yeah." And we said, "How much would it take for you to deflower her?" And he was like,
"Oh, wow.
What?" And we said, "You know, take her virginity. She's tired of being a virgin and nobody will, you know, have sex with her." Tammy, your sister, said, "We got $50 right now and we have a nice comfortable car outside." This guy looked at us and said, "The two of you are batshit crazy, and I'm getting out of here."
Yeah, I would have said the same thing. First of all, nice, comfortable car. Are you? We're not 13. What do you mean a nice, comfortable freaking car?
It was your Cordova.
I don't. You know what? If I'd have known that, you guys would all be. I would have dismembered you guys if I would have known that back in the day.
It was.
Don't fuck with my. That car, it did not have the vinyl seats. That's bullshit.
Well, we brought a vinyl car.
Ah,
okay?
You did not. Now you're making shit up. You didn't bring a vinyl car. No, I brought a tarp. I'll lay this tarp down for a sec. You guys didn't bring a vinyl car. Well, it didn't happen, so there was nothing to see.
Well, it was a horror movie.
Oh, God, I love
you. These good laughs.
My car is not a freaking pitmobile. You can get a freaking $10 hotel back in the day, a $10 hotel and do that shit.
The guy wasn't drunk enough, and then if he got drunk enough, he probably wouldn't perform any. He would just pocket the
Or he would have got drunk and said, there's a better looking chick over here. Here's your $50 goddamn dollars back. You know what? If you got Moby Dick, you take her out to sea, somebody will harpoon her ass, but I'm getting the hell out of here.
Harpoon?
Harpoon. There she blows.
Harpoon.
All right, we gotta rock.
You always said you were strictly dickly. So I think you need some. You really do. Got to get some ashes hauled off.
What does that mean?
Get your ashes hauled. Where have your people all been?
But what does it mean?
It means get laid.
No, I know that, but what does it mean? I have to get my ashes hauled.
It's probably some old, maybe they know from UK.
Why would they know? Because their country is older, but we came from them.
They're 2,000 years old.
And we are their children. We came from them. So we got a lot of their old history.
They used to clean out the fireplaces.
Oh, so did we. It's not like when we became a country in 1776, though we had frickin' furnaces and all this shit, no fireplaces.
Well, as time went on, they filled up. Haven't you ever seen those? They're kind of cool metal ash buckets.
I had a fireplace at the other house. I had to shovel the ashes out into a bucket every so often. That's what you do with a fireplace.
That's hauling the ashes.
But why does that equate to sex? When I hauled the ash out of that fireplace, I do not feel like I was orgasming. I do not feel like, wow, that was the greatest thing ever. I don't know how that phrase came to equate that to that.
Well, I think it was just early American.
All right.
Okay.
Did you finish your reading? Because I don't know that you did.
Okay, let me tell you.
Give her a recap.
This man's coming.
Here's the recap.
And he's looking right at her. Look at So maybe it's Motorcycle Man.
Guessing, right? That's your intuition?
Go once around the park with him.
It's your intuition. Might not be Motorcycle Man, right? It could be somebody.
No, it could be somebody new.
Yep.
But he's moving there.
New kid on the block.
And he's going to be very close. Residentially. And your sure to come true is fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to travel in the upcoming, future. Travel, love, commitment. Oh my God. Everything. Remember, there's a gypsy curse. May all your dreams or all your wishes come true. Because if everything comes true, what have you got to hope for or wish for?
Oh, I would love that curse. I will roll the dice. People say, if you were a billionaire, you'd be unhappy because, money doesn't make you happy. You know what? Give it a shot. Throw me a goddamn $1 billion. I said, I can make myself happy. Money doesn't buy happiness. You know what? I will show you how the fuck it does. Give me $1 million. I will show you how it buys happiness.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, here we go. Her oracle card is worth.
Yeah, this is good.
You're being asked to honor your worth. It can be so easy to feel that you aren't good enough or worthy of happiness. This simply isn't the case, however. You are worthy, and you have inherent value. It's time to cherish yourself and see your true worth.
And start feeling it. I suggest you start going Apache style, which is underwear-less. It's a whole different feeling when you have no underwear on.
For what purpose?
You feel as you move. There's nothing in between.
In between what?
Oh, my God. Why did you make me do this?
I want to know why that's going to make me feel free and worthy.
Because we like to wear tight underwear, okay? Or fancy, or you know what I mean? Or we're wearing those thong things.
Or you could wear the granny bloomers. Those aren't tight.
Nobody does that
anymore. The granny bloomers.
So what I'm saying is, ditch the underwear, and you are going to feel every sensation, especially if you wear, like I say, a skirt, you know, long dress, something like that. Oh, my word. Perry Sue wears Bridget, what was her name? Bridget, pick in the movies.
What movies? Bridget, was it? What Bridget? What Bridget movie?
Perry Sue's high hair Bridget. Because she wears Bridget's high hip skirts.
I don't know who Bridget is.
Bridget,
remember there was a Gidget.
It
goes to Hollywood.
Is it Bridget? Was it Diary of Bridget Jones or something like that?
Yeah.
Who the hell is that?
You know what Jimbo reminds me of? You know what Jimbo reminds me of? He reminds me of an agitated lion. Like, rah! 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 Rah!
And Rachel doesn't even wear undies. You could.
You just said that. You suggested it. It's called the commando, they say nowadays.
Commando, Apache style.
Oh, I've never heard of Apache.
Apache?
I've never heard of Apache.
Well, I've heard of it.
That might have been back in the day when women were very furry down there more than they are nowadays. So it was, yeah. So it's like they had a wig on when they went to the window. It was like, oh my god, is it like those Apache Indians? Holy shit!
So you had to wade through. I think men need to keep their pubic hair. I don't like manscaping. I think it makes the men, to me, look more Grizzly Adams-ish. Keep it. We don't want to know that you shave your balls. Please. We don't want to know.
You're going to find out whether you know it or not.
I don't know.
All right. I'm going to rock on.
Okay,
all right. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Jim,
we shall talk again.
Jim, you're such a prude.
Yes.
What do you mean a prude? Yeah. How am I a prude? I just put it on you, but
Susanna,
I didn't.
She would feel lost and wouldn't like that.
Like what? We don't know what she's talking about.
I'm assuming.
We don't know. We made a million comments. That's the problem with the, that is the problem with the Facebook. There's a delay between the live and when they type.
Me and Cho wear thongs. Oh, I bet that's a picture.
You can wear them backwards.
And Cho says mannequins. Mannequins?
No, she didn't say mannequins. He said something
right
else.
There, mannequins.
But it's not spelled like a mannequin at all.
No,
not even close.
Different man.
Right,
yeah.
All right.
I
vote up the floor to the Facebookers. We're going to give you a shot before we rock. We wanted to get you guys at least one call.
Oh, I enjoy Lisa. Your calls
are
amazing.
That's why she's on back on mute so she can listen to the chaos. If you won't stand by, you should get a messenger call.
Here we go, Joanne.
There we go.
Joanne's on deck here.
She was eager because she's getting ready to go to Vegas. She wants to talk to you about
that. That's right.
She wants
Joanne,
to talk to you before
how are
she
you
goes.
Doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We think pretty well.
We are rolling.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I am going to Vegas on Monday.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's why it's
and
very
I'm
sunny.
And I'm wondering if that's going to be a good trip.
Hey, that's a great question.
And that's pretty right to the point. Simple question.
And,
yep. And it's
I'm
Monday.
Yeah. I'm wondering if my friend Deshaun will meet me or if he's going to just ghost me.
You've invited him, right?
Well, he's in the area.
She's
so
still,
he's not like,
she's still chasing
so
this
I'm
dude.
Just wondering if he's going to meet me. He seems to be kind of wishy-washy. Like, I don't know.
That's called a sign.
All right, I'm reading your cards now.
Where's he from?
He lives there.
He's from California originally, but
it's
in Vegas.
Now. Oh, he lives. Okay, not where he's. I didn't mean exact. I don't care where he's from. He actually lives there. Okay. Well, we'll see what the cards say. That could be a sign also. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. All right.
All right, I'm putting your cards down.
Thank you.
Sure. Well, I try
Comprende?
Not, yeah, but I try not to have preconceived notions about what the cards are going to
say. That's my job.
Yeah.
My job is to speak from my 58 years of life.
Yeah, but you're a conclusion jumper.
I am pretty good at being accurate. Now, I'm not 100% accurate, and I can't go deep like you can into the future. I can just tell you, based on, like a detective, based on the evidence I see, this is what I get. And that's where you come in, because you can see deep below that, below the onion layers.
Well, true, and it's very objective.
Right. All I can do is see the layer of the onion on top, and I say, yeah, that stinks. But what do you got?
Well, what I got is you have an amazing mindset. You really do. You ought to write some kind of book on what makes you a winner, because you are going there with this mindset that you're going and you are going to clean up at this tournament. She's got it where I think this girl knows how to manipulate both energy and matter. And now you're thinking, oh, Deb, where are you?
Oh, my God, she's a goddamn wizard.
No, and she's kind of like into alchemy.
Yes, that is correct.
See, listen to that. See?
So she's going to throw a potion on the pool table.
She is the potion. All right.
I'm going to go over here and just... I'm just going to go over here and keep drinking my drink.
I do,
which is non-alcoholic, mind you. Don't get all freaky, people.
Yeah. I think that he is more than likely going to pick you up. Okay. He has a good time with you. He wants to. I don't know why he's not answering you.
He will lose me. It says we don't smart up.
That's right. Yeah, well, maybe. Have you actually tried to call?
I just get a weird energy. Like I just feel like energy. I don't really know. I sent him a video message today, and I said, yo, just checking to see what the vibe is. If you would still like to meet me, I would really like to know that before I actually fill out my he hasn't read it yet, but we'll see, because he could be at work.
Right.
Go ahead. My sister on the other side of the country in Canada, she's going to happen spontaneously going to be home while I'm away. I have another childhood friend who spent years in Korea. He's going to be home while I'm away. I gave him priority time for this extension. And if he don't kind of step up, then I'm going to pivot and come back home early to those people who deserve more of my time and energy.
Damn straight. Yep. But I think he's going to want to... Yeah, wrestle with you, horizontal dancing. Yeah.
Right there.
He's good. But remember, this is a guy.
Lives in Vegas.
Well, yeah, trouble is she's
lives
so far away.
In Vegas.
He doesn't.
I sit on an island in Newfoundland. They're like, you know, parts of like a submersive wash up, you know?
If you
so
live
like,
in Vegas, tourists come in and they leave it. All the time.
That keeps me entertained. So there always be people come away that'll make sense.
Well, and he's got to kind of get with the program. Airplanes fly everywhere now, pretty much. Exactly. Yeah.
I'm working like whether or not free, but realizing or not, we'll see.
I think he will see you, and he's looking forward to it. I don't know why he hasn't. Jim, your mind. Jim's mind is always in the gutter.
It's not in the gutter. It's in, you just keep going. I'm not going to jump in because I am the person that nobody wants to hear the voice of.
It's sexercise, all right?
Well, I got my yoga pants packed just in case.
Oh, yes.
I will not speak out because it will not be nice.
Nothing like a sexy pair of yoga pants.
No, if all she's looking for is Bang City, then it's going
to
happen.
He really likes her.
I know he does. He can't wait to get inside those pants. He lives in Vegas. You know how many chicks come in and out of Vegas from around the world or the country? Do you understand the concept, Deb?
And they have, what, these fake the fake boobs.
Yeah, okay, and?
The rejuvenated vagina.
And?
It's like dating
really
a man.
It's just like really quiet. Really kind of like
we'll see.
Reserved. And I'm not as reserved, I guess.
Mm.
Well, still waters run deep.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
So I think, though, that you, your effervescence, your exuberance, your, geez, you know, you're like, you ride a unicorn. And and he finds that fascinating. He really does.
Okay. Well, I don't have cards. I don't have cards. Like I say, I can only look at the outside of the onion. You can peel it. I cannot.
Go ahead.
I was supposed to go last time in April, right?
Yeah.
Mom got sick, and I canceled on the last minute. I think he's almost afraid that I'm going to cancel.
Oh, that could be.
That something's going to happen again.
Because
he was all sick at the airport on Monday. And which, funny enough, is the same day that I'm flying out this time. And on Thursday, I called him and said, we need to talk because it's not looking like I can go.
Oh, okay. Well, have you let him know that you really want to see him?
Oh, 100%. So let me see now what he's up in terms of that. But I'm really excited for Vegas. I'm excited for school. Mom's got a call from the doctor yesterday. There's no sign of cancer. She's recovering beautifully.
Wonderful.
All good stuff.
So, like,
good stuff.
I'm so blessed. I work with Choices for, I won't say like where I'm going to work, but I work with youth at risk. I had one youth show up today who never comes to rec, and an indigenous kid, and in the park just came alive. And this is someone that struggles with addictions and everything else. And just to see him like climb a 20-foot tree, I didn't call him back because he's wrestling late to death on the street every day.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let the adrenaline flow in its natural way. But I just shouted up to him and say, be careful. And what a great, I mean, it's the first time in 5 years that person came to a wreck.
Wow.
It's a long time.
That is. So go and see. I really think the guy's trying to keep his emotions in check, like you said. He was very disappointed in April.
Yeah, too. I can't see him, like, I'll be back if he doesn't show up. And if not, well, that's really his loss. I'll be disappointed, but it really is his loss for not stepping into that arena with me while I'm there. Like, what an opportunity. I'm on doorstep, you know? Like,
exactly.
It's going to be your loss.
And, you know, I like the way you think. You sound like a woman of confidence, assurance. She's independent. She's going there to, she's going to just be a boss at that pool tournament.
100%.
And I can't wait to hear how it goes.
I can't wait. I'm still at the office here now, pulling up like last minute stuff. I was off 2 hours ago just to make sure all the admin and receipts are in and all that.
Good.
So then when I come back, everything's good. And when I come back, I'm going to say goodnight and
all right, honey.
For the week.
All right.
But I want a card, though. I want Jim to give me a card.
Oh, yeah.
All right. The Oracle card is, subject is abundance. You're being asked to open to abundance, to believe that you're deserving of it, and to believe that it will flow to you. This is the first important step toward receiving it. Breathe deeply and trust that it's on its way. Abundance is on its way.
That's fantastic.
It's funny. I've been manifesting and listening to music while I'm at work, and a lot of it comes up. It's like harmony for abundance this week, and I've got this card. I'm gonna be in Vegas, baby. So flow the abundance.
Yeah,
that's the place.
That
yes.
is, if you want some abundance, that's the place to get it in Vegas. That is a fact.
Well, stay hot.
I can navigate Vegas.
Wow.
Well, it's not your first time, right? You've been there, right?
No, I went last year, and it was an eye-opener.
Right.
For me.
There you go. So,
in
yeah.
In terms of the seediness there,
yep.
You do have to be careful.
You do have to. Yep. You have to watch. Yes.
Yeah, you got to watch it. But
you've been there, so you know the deal. She knows the drill.
Yeah.
Yep, that's good.
Well, honey, if we don't hear from you, again, while you're gone, we hope to hear from you when you get back.
How long are you going to be? How long are you going to be in Vegas?
Well, that's the thing. That's why I'm like, you know, this person better kind of get on board. I'm going on the 31st, and pool it starts on the 3rd and ends on the 9th. I've extended my trip on the 16th.
It's a long time.
Yeah, but you better.
Yeah, that's my extension because April fell through, and I thought, I can't focus on the other than pool until it's over, and then I can breathe, and okay, fine. I did what I could with it. Absolutely, let's play it. So, and then see, but now he's kind of whatever. So I'm considering, if that doesn't work out, I've got a thing on my ticket where I can pivot. I don't have to fly it all over again for a fee. And I will pivot, and I will come home and see my sister, because she's going to be here. Mom went through a lot, and she's here. She's going to be here while I'm gone. And my friend, my childhood friend will be here. So he got that priority spot, but he could lose it.
That's right. Snooze, you lose.
That's
right. Yeah.
That's the name of the game.
So you go out there and you set them all on fire.
And focus
okay.
on the task at hand.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right.
Thank you for holding for she waited a long
time.
Yeah,
thank you, Hans.
Yeah, she was here an hour and a half waiting to get in.
Well, we will be holding a space for you and filling it with success, all right?
Yeah, I feel your positive energy, both of you. You have
a
for all the callers. You have a great day.
All right, hon.
Awesome.
Take care.
Yeah, have a good flight Monday.
Stay safe, yeah. Bye-bye, honey. Yeah.
She's going out
She's
into
adorable.
The blazing heat
of
Nevada. But, you know, they're always hot. Even when it's not hot, it's always hot there.
A lot of it is her mindset, you know, where she's going and, you know,
when you got to go, you got to go.
And the way this girl plays pool, I've seen it in her cards. She has this incredible
pool is all
geometric
about, it's
mind.
All, it's all angles.
It's angles.
It's all angles.
This girl, she just kills it.
It's all angles and knowing how the angles change when you do different things on different Englishes and shit like that. Yes. Yes, indeed.
It's just this little tiny thing, and I'm sure that psyched out a lot of people.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time.
Wait a minute, Mark. We have to do it.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time.
We'll be here for a moment or two.
I hate